好，我们来读两节的圣经。
Let us read two Bible verses.
诗篇第十六篇。
Psalm chapter 16.
诗篇十六篇第二节。
Psalm chapter 16 verse 2.
我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
第四节。
Verse 4.
以别神代替耶华的，他们的愁苦必加增。我们只读上面这一句。
Their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
这里讲的以别神，乃是说以别的代替我们的神的，他的愁苦必加增。
When it says here another God, it means that anything else outside the Lord that we pursue, our sorrows will be multiplied.
So 为什么我们会愁苦？
So why do we sorrow?
因为我们以别的代替了神。
Because we have replaced God with something else.
为什么我们会感觉虚空？
Why do we feel empty?
因为我们以别的代替我们的神。
Because we have used something else to replace our Lord.
为什么我们常常很纠结？
Why do we often struggle?
因为我们以别的代替我们的神。
Because we have used others to replace our Lord.
我们如果在神以外有所爱的，你永远不会满足的。
If there are things that we love outside of our Lord, we will never be satisfied.
你可能经历一点点说，现在蛮快乐的，但最终你还是失落的。
Perhaps temporarily you will feel, oh, it's very joyful, but in the end, it is sorrow.
主知道我们堕落的人的情况。
The Lord knows the condition of a fallen man.
他给我们一个拯救。
He gave us a way of deliverance.
就是他对彼得讲的，你爱我比这些更深。
It is what he told Peter, do you love me more than these?
如果我们能够爱主，
if we are able to love the Lord,
如果我们能够越过越爱主，
if we are able to love the Lord more and more,
这些愁苦、虚空、纠结会离开我们。
Then all these struggles and sorrows will be depart from us.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹交通到，我们要恢复来爱我们的主。
Last time I shared, brothers and sisters, that we need to recover this our love for the Lord.
啊，我用了啊圣经里面三个姊妹做代表。
I use three sisters mentioned in the Bible.
圣经给我们一个态度，就是要我们尽我们所能的来爱主。
And the Lord tells us that we need to love the Lord with our all.
很多人想问这个尽究竟那个标准在哪里？
So you might wonder, what is the standard for your all?
我想我们都知道这个尽不是一个绝对的标准。
We know that this with your all is not an absolute standard.
那是已经尽你所能够的。
But that is that for you, you have given your all.
你的小朋友在尽量的玩。
We see that for little kids, they play with their all.
很小的孩子，他绝对不要睡觉。
And the young kids, they do not want to sleep.
他只要能够玩，他尽量的玩。
As long as they can play, they play with all they have.
做父母都看过了，眼睛都闭起来，他还要玩。
The parents, you have seen this before, that though their eyes are closed, they still want to play.
你说今天青年人也是尽量的玩嘛，对吧？
And today, young people also want to play with their all.
今天去自助餐的餐厅，你尽量的吃。
You go to buffet, it's all you can eat.
我们懂得叫什么叫尽量的吃。
And we understand what it means that all you can eat.
我们今天为我们所想要的，我们尽量的追求。
And for the things we want, we pursue with our all.
所以我们懂什么叫做尽。尽我所能的。
So we know what it means to do something with our all.
主要求我们只有一件事，尽我们所能的来爱他。
And the Lord just asks us for one thing, that we love him with our all.
如果我们真的尽的话，我们会常来到主的面前。
And if we love him with our all, we will often come before him.
那我们就有机会能够跟从主到底。
And we will have opportunity to follow the Lord all the way to the end.
我们能够尽我们所能的爱主，我们能够付代价来讨他喜悦。
If we love the Lord with our all, we will be able to pay the price to be pleasing to him.
我已经交通过了，我们付的代价很多都是身外之物，能够为主能够都省下的。
And many of the price we pay is these outward things that we lay them down for our Lord.
如果我们能够尽我们所能的爱主，我就能够降服在他的面前。
And if we are able to love the Lord with all, then we are able to obey and sit before His feet.
我们就能够成为他的器皿，完成他要做的。
And we can be His vessel to accomplish His will.
所以，上次用了两次的时间。 求主帮助我们恢复，能够尽量的爱我们的主。
So I used two times to share how we can restore our love for the Lord.
我已经交通过，我们今天是在被掳跟荒凉的一个情况。I've
already shared that today we are in a condition of captivity and desolation.
在自己没有，却觉得自己有的情况。
That though we do not have, we feel like we have.
我们在温水里面，我们不冷不热，但是我们还是觉得自己不错。
That in this lukewarm water, we are not cold, we are not hot, so we think we're pretty good.
我们活在一个宗教的环境里，觉得我们也有聚会，也有敬拜，可以了。
That we are living in this religion where we have prayer, we have worship, a meeting, we think this is good enough.
犹太人去到这个巴比伦。
Just like when the Jews were in Babylon.
他们知道他们是被掳去的,
they know that they were taken captive there.
但他们发现他们的生活,这个工作,有自由。
But they saw that their work, they had freedom.
他们还可以在会堂里面能够聚会,
and they,
还有敬拜,
and they could meet and praise in the synagogue.
70年后叫他们回来,不回了。
70 years later, when they were asked to return to Israel, they did not.
我们在这里不错,
we are pretty good here.
不一定要回到原初神定的在耶路撒冷来敬拜。
We don't need to necessarily go back to the place where God has established worship in Jerusalem.
所以我们看历史,回去的人很少。
So when we look at the history, there are very few who went back.
我们常常要想一想,如果是我在那个时代,我会回去吗?
We need to think, if we were alive in that time, would we return?
可能是不会回去的。
Perhaps we would not go back either.
主不断地呼喊,叫我们能够归回。
The Lord is continuing to call us to return.
一个人会归回,必须认识你是被掳的。
For a person to return, you must recognize that you are in captivity.
我好好的,有哪里要回呢?
If I feel I'm good, where do I have to return?
只有我看到我现在不行,我才会有转回跟归回的。
Only when I see my current condition, I can't, that I have lacked, then I will return. I would like to continue sharing with brothers and sisters on this matter. Let us turn to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 1. Exodus chapter 1, verse 6.
约瑟和他的弟兄并那一代人都死了。And
Joseph died, all his brothers and all that generation.
第八节,有不认识约瑟的兴王起来治理埃及。Verse
8, now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph.
13-14节,埃及人严严地使以色列人做工,使他们因做苦工觉得命苦,无论是何犁和做砖。
In verse 13 and 14, so the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar, in brick, and in all matter of service in the field. All their service in which they made them serve was with rigor. Joseph was sold to Egypt.
但是为了救雅各一家的人,
But it was to save the house of Jacob that he was sold to Israel, or that Joseph was sold to Egypt. And in the end, Jacob's whole household moved to Egypt. And this is God's will to let them go there.
我们发现神地上的选民在埃及地，他们还是敬畏神的。
We see that God's chosen people, while they were in Egypt, they still worship the Lord.
特别是约瑟还在, 还有那一代人在, 他们是敬畏神侍奉神。
Especially when Joseph and that generation was still there, they worshipped and feared the Lord.
但是我们发现圣经告诉我们说，当那一代人过去了，仇敌开始做事。
But the Bible tells us when that generation passed away, then Satan started to do his work.
他给以色列人或者这些希伯来人在埃及地非常重的工作。
And he gave them heavy work to the Hebrews.
仇敌有一个作为，就让我们忙到一个地步，没时间亲近主，没时间来侍奉主。
Satan has a tactic that he makes us so busy that we cannot draw near to the Lord, we cannot serve the Lord.
你看他这里说要他们合理做砖和田间各样的工。
It says here that they had to work in mortar, in brick, and in all manner of service in the field.
我们看第五章，出埃及记第五章第七到第九节。
Let us turn to chapter 5, verse 7 to 9.
你们不可照常把草给百姓做砖，叫他们自己去捡草。他们素常做砖的数目，你们仍旧要伤他们要，一点不可减少，因为他们是懒惰的。所以呼求说，容我去祭祀我们的神。你们要把更重的功夫加在这些人身上，叫他们劳碌，不听虚谎的言语。
Chapter 5 verse 7 to 9.You shall no longer give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And you shall lay on them the quota of bricks which they made before. You shall not reduce it, for they are idle. Therefore they cry out, saying, Let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let more work be laid on the men, that they may labor in it, and let them not regard false words.
埃及常常讲到这个世界。
Egypt speaks of this world.
当然我们知道埃及讲到我们在地上的享受。
Egypt speaks of the pleasures of this world.
但是你这里看到埃及是把劳苦的工作加给他的百姓。
But here we see that Egypt adds on all this heavy labor onto his people.
为什么加了这种的这个苦工呢？
Why did they give them such difficult labor?
只有一个目的，不让你自由去侍奉神。
It is so that you have no freedom to go serve the Lord.
你知道这个就是在一个被掳的光景。
This is in a condition of captivity.
希伯来人或者神的选民到埃及，您讲过不是被掳过去的。
The Hebrews are God's people. They went to Egypt not as captives.
他们是照着神的心意，雅各去祷告过了，过去到埃及地了。
But according to God's will, because Jacob prayed to God that this is God's will, they went to Egypt.
经过差不多400年，他们已经成为在埃及地的奴隶了。
But over 400 years' time, they became slaves in Egypt.
他们已经在那里没有自由能够敬拜神。
And they had no freedom to worship the Lord anymore.
什么叫被掳？
What does it mean to be taken captive?
就叫你忙到一个地步，没有时间，没有心情来亲近主，来侍奉他。
What is captivity? It means that you are so busy that you have no time and you have no feeling to serve the Lord.
出埃及记第八章第一节说，耶和华吩咐摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华这样说，容我的百姓去。
Exodus chapter 8 verse 1 says, And the Lord spoke to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says the Lord, Let my people go that they may serve me.
容我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
为什么？
What are they supposed to do?
侍奉我。
That they may serve me.
因为你现在忙到一个地步，你没办法侍奉我。
Because you are so busy right now that you cannot serve me.
这是仇敌一个压制的一个方法，让你忙。你没办法侍奉。
This is a way of the enemy to suppress you, so you're so busy you can't.
你要离开这个被掳的情况，才能够侍奉神。
You have to leave this condition of captivity so you can serve the Lord.
但是如果你没有看到我忙到没时间侍奉神的话，你会离开吗？
But if you cannot see that you are too busy to serve the Lord, will you leave?
我们今天看，我们活在这个现在的年代。
If we look at the time we live in today.
弟兄姊妹，有些人上班非常的忙。
Brothers and sisters, some of you work and you're very busy.
据我所知道的，有人要上班每天十个小时。
as far as I've heard, some people have to work 10 hours a day.
有些人要加班啊，这个 weekday 也加班 ，weekend 也加班。
Some people have to work overtime on weekends and weekdays.
对，你知道我们那个时代加班有钱呐、啊。
And back when I was working overtime, we had additional money.
额外的钱呐、啊。
Is additional money.
我单身的时候没事，我就整天去加班。
And when I was single and had extra time, I would go work overtime all the
time. 现在没有了，这些年都加班没再加钱了。
But nowadays, it seems like overtime does not add additional money.
我们有些职业好像医生啊，日夜的工作。
And we have some occupations like doctors, they work day and night.
这个你发现不是我选择的，但是这个环境就是要我这么忙。
It is not my choice, but this condition just makes me so busy.
但是有另外一批人。
But there's another group of people.
为了赚多点钱，他忙得不得了。
Because they want to earn more money, they become super busy.
他为了成功，他忙得不得了。
To become successful, they are super busy.
他为了出名，他忙得不得了。
To be famous, they work super hard.
他为了表现自己，忙得不得了。
And to show themselves, they are super busy.
他要证明他自己的能力，忙得不得了。
And to show their abilities, they become super busy.
这个忙是自己跳进去的。
And this type of busyness, they jumped into it themselves.
这不是外面的环境逼你进去的，这个是你选择进去的。
This is not the outward circumstance that forces you into this, but you chose it yourself.
你为着你的理想，你把自己都摆进去了。
For your own goals and ambitions, you jumped in.
所以不管我们是被逼的，或者你是自愿的。
So whether you are forced into it or you choose to go yourself.
忙把我们成为一批被掳的人。
Busyness causes us to be people who are captive.
那我们弟兄上一个主日交通了，我们今天很多人是做周末的基督徒。
Our brother shared last week that many of us are weekend Christians.
我们只有周末啊，你可能有礼拜五聚会，或者礼拜六，或者主日。我们只有这个时间我们想到神，周间都想我的工作，我的前途。
That only on the weekends, maybe have meetings Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and after that, all our other time is focused on our own career and ambitions.
可能是你离开聚会就已经开始想了。
And once you leave the meeting, perhaps you start thinking of your own things.
因为你真的想在地上要得着一些东西。
Because in this world, you desire to gain things.
中文字这个忙字很有意思。
The Chinese character for busy is very interesting.
不管你是简体字、繁体字都一样。
Whether in simplified or traditional Chinese.
这忙字叫做心死了。
The word busy says your heart is dead.
你知道当一个人心死了，你还可以做什么吗？
If a person's heart is dead, what else can you do?
不得了啊。当初写这个字出来说，你一忙，你的心死了。
So we see we're busy. That once you're busy, your heart is dead.
我们今天还有为很多东西忙，为着家庭忙，为着孩子忙。
Today we're also busy for many other things, like our family and our kids.
这是仇敌的计谋。
This is the attack of the enemy.
我们是被主宝血买赎的一批人。
We are those who have been bought by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
的仇敌能够使我们成为一批被掳的人。
But Satan can cause us to be those who are in captivity.
身不由己，被环境把我们摆在被掳的环境中。
And through the environment, we are placed in a condition of captivity.
或者我们自己选择，为着我自己的理想，把自己摆在被掳的情况中。
Or because of our own ambitions, we choose to be taken captive.
这个忙现在。可能已经是普遍的现象。
And this busyness is in general what Christianity is like.
所以我请弟兄姊妹要思想，我是不是在这样的被掳的情况中。
So I want brothers and sisters to think, am I in this condition of captivity?
另外一个被掳的乃是我们要过舒服的生活。
Another captivity is we want to live a life of comfort.
我们要享受我们的生活。
We want to enjoy our life.
没错，埃及讲到世界的享乐。
Indeed, Egypt speaks of the pleasures of the world.
但是我想用另外一段的故事来讲到我们在追求地上的束缚。
but I want to use another example to illustrate the comforts of this world. Let us turn to the book of Ruth.
我们读一下第一到第十七节。
Let us read from verse 1 to verse 7.
这样的。英文就不翻了哈，请听英文的自己读哈。
We won't interpret it in English.
路加福音第一啊不不路德记第一章第一到第七节。当四十饼证的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往抹亚地去寄居。这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻子叫拿阿米，他两个儿子一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基年，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了抹亚地就住在那里。后来拿阿米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子。这两个儿子娶了摩亚女子为妻，一个名叫俄尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约有十年。马伦和基年二人也死了，剩下拿阿米没有丈夫也没有儿子，他就与两个儿妇起身从摩亚地归回，因为他在摩亚地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们，于是他和两个儿妇起行离开所住的地方，要回犹大地去。我们再看一节哈，第十四节。
So let's look at another verse, Ruth chapter 1 verse 14.
两个儿妇又放声而哭，俄尔巴与婆婆亲嘴而别，只有路德舍不得拿阿米。这里是另外一幅图画。
Here is another illustration.
为什么以利米勒要离开犹大伯利恒到摩亚地？
Why did Elimelech have to leave Bethlehem in Judah and go to the land of Moab?
圣经告诉我们说，因为犹大地有饥荒。
The Bible tells us that in the land of Judah there was a famine.
我们记得雅各因为有饥荒到了埃及地。
We remember that Jacob, because of famine, went to Egypt.
埃及地是一个外邦地。
And Egypt is a foreign land.
但雅各去是有神的话叫他去。
But when Jacob went, there was the word of the Lord telling him to go.
雅各去不是为了享福逃难跑去了。
Jacob went not to flee from the famine.
但以利米勒是为了逃离这个饥荒而到摩亚地区。
But Elimelech went to the land of Moab to flee from the famine.
为什么他要逃？
Why did he flee?
没东西吃吗？
There's nothing to eat.
对吧？我想尽我所能吃，没得吃啊。
That I want to eat with all I can and there's nothing to eat.
太苦。
There's too much suffering.
我发现摩亚地有东西吃。
I see that in the land of Moab there's things to eat.
带着全家去了。
They took his whole family there.
为着过一个舒适的生活，他从神应许之地跑到一个外邦地去了。
To live a comfortable life, he went from God's promised land to a foreign land.
我相信以利米勒知道摩亚不是神喜欢的地方。
I'm sure Elimelech knew that Moab is not a place God is pleased with.
他为着寻求一个舒适的环境，他还是去了。
But because of his pursuit for a comfortable life, he still went.
不止如此。
Not only that.
他还为两个儿子娶摩亚地的女子为妻。
That he got wives for both of his sons from the land of Moab.
我有时候在想，你到了摩亚地，你没有感觉我不该来的吗？
I have a feeling that he, when he set foot in the land of Moab, did he feel that he shouldn't be there?
他不但去了，还把两个孩子也娶当地的人。
Not only did he go, but he found wives from there for his sons.
弟兄姊妹，当我们把眼光注视我们自己的享福的时候，你发现有些原则我们把持不住。
So we see that when our eyes are focused on our own comfort, that some of God's principles we can no longer hold on to.
我们为着追求我人生所要的，对于神的心意，我已经没时间顾得到神的心意了。
Because we pursue the things we want, we don't have the ability to care about God's things anymore.
我们看到罗德。
We look at Lot.
他为着心中就是要舒服，他挪移他的帐篷，一直到一个罪恶的城叫索多玛。
Because Lot wanted a life of comfort, he moved his tent all the way to the land of Sodom.
他能够在索多玛安居在那。
And he could establish a home in Sodom.
你说他真的没感觉吗？
Did he really have no feeling?
圣经说他有感觉的。
The Bible said he did have feeling.
他的一心常常伤痛。
It said that his conscience was often hurt.
但是他自己选择去那里。
But he chose to go there himself.
仇敌有一个方法，就是让我们追求过安逸的生活。
And so Satan has a tactic that causes that we choose to live a comfortable life.
我们问问我们自己，当你安逸了，你是更爱主呢，还是冷淡？
So we need to ask ourselves, when we find ourselves comfortable, do we love the Lord more or do we grow cold?
啊，没经历的人啊，不知道的。哎呀，我有时间，我你看我多安逸，我就能够好好侍奉主。
If you have not experienced before, you might think, oh, since I'm so comfortable and relaxed now, I have time to pursue the Lord.
用什么呀？这个 reality check。这个实际是你安逸的时候，你可以过宗教的生活。
Brothers and sisters, we need a reality test to see when we live a comfortable life, we can live a religious life.
你可以做外面宗教上面好像非常的对主怎么样呢？
That we can live, be religious, and it appears that we are very spiritual.
但是里面是基本上是冷淡的。
But within, we are cold.
所以约翰说，爱世界。爱父的心就不在他里面。
So John tells us that if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them.
这是一个不变的一个定律。
That this is a principle, a fact that never changes.
这两个没办法共存的。
These two things cannot coexist.
我们可以在外面过宗教生活，还有人说你蛮敬虔的。
We can live a religious life outwardly. Other people might even say you're spiritual.
但我们要知道，定夺我们的，真的讲我们什么，是我们的主。
But we know that the person who is really looking at us is our Lord.
如果神的儿女一旦被世界吸引，就常常以吃喝这个玩乐来享受人生。
If God's people are drawn by the world, then we are drawn to the eating and drinking and the merriment of this life. 我也看到
很多人老，你说我退休了，就是过这样的生活。
And I see people grow old, they retire and they live this life.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个被掳的情况。
Brothers and sisters, this is a condition of captivity.
这叫做我没有，我就觉得我有。
That we don't have, but we think we have.
我们看拿俄米的两个媳妇。
We see the two daughters-in-law of Naomi.
当他们要归回的时候。
When Naomi was going to return.
两个媳妇都跟着要回去的。
Both of her daughter-in-law followed her.
但是俄尔巴被劝，哎呀，回去代价太大。
But,
跟你回犹大地回代价太大。
But after some consideration from Naomi, Orpah decided that the cost was too great to return to the land of Judah.
最后选择我留在挪亚地。
And so Orpah decided to stay in the land of Moab.
路德。愿意付这个代价跟着 Naomi 回去。
But Ruth was willing to pay the price and follow Naomi.
我们今天在选择舒适的生活跟有代价的生活，你选哪一个？
So today when you're choosing between a comfortable life and a life where you need to pay the price, which one would you pick?
没错，我们读路德的这个故事都非常感动。
When we read the story of Ruth, we are so touched.
大家问一个问题，你会是俄尔巴还是你会是路德？
We have to ask a question. Will you be Ruth or will you be Orpah?
这个值得我们思想的。
This is worthy of us to think about.
你看他们到了摩押地的结果不简单，三个男的都没有。
We see that when they went to the land of Moab, they faced severe consequences that all three men of the household died.
神的怜悯留下了拿俄米的。
And by God's mercy, he kept Naomi alive.
你看罗德要离开索多玛，还要天使硬把他们一家拉出来。
We see that when for Lot to leave the Sodom, the angels had to pull him out.
从这个做头的到这，反正全家都不想走。
From the head to the whole family, none of them wanted to leave.
真的把他拉出来了。
The angel had to pull him out.
人是离开了那个世界。
That his physical being, he was gone from Sodom.
心没有离开。
But his heart was still there.
所以这做太太的还怎么样都要回个头看一下。
So his wife still had to just take a look back.
变成一根圆柱。
And she became a pillar of salt.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天活在这个时代最末后的一段时间。
Brothers and sisters, we are living in the end times today.
我们的路就是归回。
And our only way is to return.
所以我应跟弟兄姊妹交通了，我们今天要归回，恢复。如果神看为好，还可以有点复兴。
And so we see today we must return, we must have recovery, and if the Lord wills, we can even have some revival.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹哈，能够认清我们真的是在一个被掳的情况里的。
So I hope that brothers and sisters can see that we are in a condition of captivity.
我今天愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通我们恢复信心的生活。
And today I want to share with brothers and sisters that we need to recover this life of faith.
人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
That without faith it is impossible to please him.
我们翻到路加福音第八章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章第22到25节上半。
Luke chapter 8 verse 22 to 25.
The first half.有一天耶稣和门徒上了船，对门徒说，我们可以渡到湖那边去，他们就开了船，正行的时候耶稣睡着了，湖上忽然起了暴风，船就满了水，甚是危险，门徒来叫醒了他说，夫子夫子，我们丧命。耶稣醒了，吃着那狂风大浪，风浪就止住平静了。耶稣对他们说，你们的信心在哪里呢？
Now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples and he said to them, let us cross over to the other side of the lake, and they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep and a windstorm came down on the lake and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him saying, Master, Master, we are perishing.Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said to them, Where is your faith?
路加福音第22章31到32节。
Luke chapter 22 verse 31 to 32.
主又说，西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。
And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
这一段就英文就不读了。第六章我要读一段圣经是24到33节。
We'll read Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 to 33. This will be in Chinese only.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个，爱那个，就是重这个，轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父上帝养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小心的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的，你们所需用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的果和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。这三段的圣经都提到信心的问题。
These three passages all speak of the matter of faith.
在耶稣在船上的时候，主耶稣对他们说，你们的信心在哪里呢？
When our Lord Jesus was on the boat, he asked them, where is your faith?
主耶稣对彼得说，当仇敌撒旦要筛你的时候， 他说你会退破的。
And when
你会失去信心的。
Lord asked Simon that when Satan has asked for you and sifted you as weak, will you lose your faith?
在他那里讲，当你回头，就是他归回转回的时候。
But he says that when you have returned to me,
马太福音这一段，主耶稣说，你们这些小信的人。
And in Matthew chapter 6, it says, all you of little faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们活着有过信心，会失去信心的。
Brothers and sisters, in our life, if we have faith, we can lose the faith.
活着，我们的信心从来没建立过。
Or perhaps we have never established our faith before.
所以我们要来思想，我是今天我是失去信心，还是我的信心从来没建立起来过？
And so today we need to consider, did we lose our faith or have we never established our faith before?
我们今天要怎么样来过信心的生活？
How can we live a life of faith?
或者说我们今天要过信心的生活要注意什么？
Or if we want to live a life of faith, what do we need to focus on?
第一个，眼光必须有改变。
The first is that our view must change.
一个人会信耶稣是因为眼光改变。
Someone who believes in the Lord is because they had a change in viewpoint.
我过去不相信宇宙中有个创造者，我今天相信有一位爱我的神。
Before I did not believe there was a God who is a creator. Now I believe there is.
我过去不觉得我是个罪人，今天我发现我是个罪人。
Before I did not think I was a sinner, but now I see that I am.
这是一个眼光的改变。
This is a change in viewpoint or perspective.
你知道我们眼光改变，我们的生活就改变。
We see that when our view changes, then our life changes.
眼光的改变非常的重要。
The change in our view is very important.
我们刚刚读的马太福音这里说，24节到说，你不可以侍奉两个主。你不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个，你不能够又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Matthew 6:24 says, No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
这里讲不能嘛，对吧？
Here it says plainly you cannot.
我写这段话的话，我立刻跳到6:33。
But if I wrote this, I would immediately skip to chapter 6 verse
33. 你不能这个，你要先求求他的果与他的义。
That you cannot do this, you must seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
是吧？很多人写非本，这两个多有利啊。
If we
不能要哇，这清楚啊。
If we look at this, how much there's so much strength that we go from you can't to you can.
但是我觉得主耶稣在讲，他理解我们的人，你要从这个跳到那太难了。
But I think our Lord, when He said this, He understood us that jumping from that point to here is so difficult.
他加了一段很长的一个 explanation, 什么解释。
So He gave a long explanation of this.
他加那一段话，就希望我们眼光能够从这个能够去到第33节。
So He added these words to turn our view from verse 24 to verse 33.
主在那里讲什么呢？中间一大段。
So this long passage, what is our Lord speaking about?
他太了解我们，整天担心吃什么、喝什么、穿什么、住什么。他没写住我家的。
The Lord understands our struggles, that He knows we are worried with what we're going to eat, what we're going to wear.
我们整天的忧虑都是这些。
This is what we are worried about today.
还整天妒忌你穿这么好、吃这么好、住这么好。
And we are envious of others because they live, they eat, and they wear such nice clothes.
我们的纠结都比不上你。
And we are envious because we cannot match up.
主在这里怎么说？他一个用飞鸟。
What does the Lord say? First, He uses the birds of the air.
他说鸟也不种也不收，神养活他们。
They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them.
你知道鸟就是尽量玩。
And so we see that birds just play with their all.
就整天看他们飞，多快乐。
And we see them flying around. They're so joyful.
不用做事的。
They don't need to do any work.
最懒惰的一批，不是一批人，反正最懒惰的。
They are quite lazy.
你看蚂蚁多勤劳。
We see how diligent the ants are.
对啊，他又要不是种了，他要去捡，又要去收，对吧？
That they need to gather.
飞鸟是不做的。
Birds of the air don't do this.
神养活他们。
Yet the Lord raises up.
你们比飞鸟贵重多。
He says, are you not of more value than they?
难道神不养你吗?
Will the Lord not take care of you?
又继续说野地的百合花。
And then he continues to speak of the lilies of the field.
Oh, lily of the valley. Oh, 不是谷中的百合花，野地的百合花。对，就是我们很多人在后院也要去种这些花，对吧？
And many people like to plant these flowers in their garden.
我觉得啊，主讲的话，他说所罗门最荣华的都不及这花一朵。
And he says that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
在人类的历史里面。 我不知道亚当夏娃是怎么样的。这个所罗门是最荣华的一个人。
In human history, Solomon was one of the most glorious.
他要什么就有什么。
Whatever he wanted, he got.
他尽情享受这个世界。
That he could use all he had to enjoy the world.
你知道你我要追求，你几辈子都追不上所罗门。
That if we want to pursue this, lifetime's over, we cannot compare it to Solomon.
早早放弃吧。
We ought to give up that.
我们想追求就是像所罗门，你追不到的。That
if we pursue to be like Solomon, we'll never reach it.
就算你追到了，听听所罗门怎么讲，虚空的虚空。
Even if you were able to achieve what Solomon had,
我得到的是全世界人最多的，但我的结论是日光之下都是虚空的。
Solomon said all is vanity and vanity. He got all the things of this world, but in the end, his conclusion was it's all vanity.
希望这句话把我们敲醒一下。May
this word awaken us.
我们在地上都在追求。Now
in this world, we are all pursuing things.
那主说，你就算追到像所罗门一样，你都不及这野地的花。But
the Lord is telling us that even if you pursued and became like Solomon, yet you were still not arrayed like one of these flowers. Today, young people are never satisfied.
我要追求,
I want to pursue and pursue because I'm not satisfied.
但这里讲什么?就算给你追到,
but what does it tell us here? That even if you obtain it in the end, it is lost.
因为差不多是一个绝对的一个人啊，所罗门他追到他所有所要的，给你的结论要听的。
Because if we see Solomon, he gained everything he wanted, but in the end, his conclusion
was
that everything is vanity and emptiness.
那当然还有主说了，他说你得到这些还不及野地的花。And
then our Lord also tells us that you obtain these, yet you are not arrayed like the lilies of the field.
所用第三幅图画野地的草，我们夏天就常常要剪草，对吧？
And the Lord used a third illustration is the grass of the field. Now we know in summertime we have to mow the lawn.
他们的草是拿来烧的。
And they would burn the grass.
他说今天炒的，明天就烧掉。神还是给他装饰。
Today it exists and tomorrow it's thrown into the oven. Yet our Lord still takes care of them.
何况是你们人呢?
So what about you today?
我们今天有吃有喝有穿。 有住,
today we have clothes to wear, food to eat, and a place to live. We should be content.
主要用这三幅图画给我们一个 description, 一个告诉我们说你有的住有的穿有的喝有的吃该满足。
The Lord uses these three illustrations to depict that if we have food to eat, clothes to wear and a house to live, we should be content.
不要去追求地上的名利成功或者你地上所有的享受。
That we should not pursue the fame, the wealth, the prestige of this world.
主在这里给我们一个非常清楚的一个指引，我们的地上生活只要能够养生就可以。
The Lord gives us a very clear principle here that in this world, as long as we are able to live a life, then we should be satisfied.
圣经从来没讲过你去享受这个世界。
Bible never tells us to go and enjoy this world.
圣经从来没讲过你去得着这个世界。
Bible never tells us to go obtain the world.
圣经只讲说世界不是我们的家。
The Bible only tells us that this world is not my home.
既然不是你家, 你会去打理吗?
If it is not your home, why would you make your home here?
我想现在弟兄准备买房子, 又是你家, 你拼命打理,
brothers and sisters that are buying a home, because it is your home that you are setting it up.
特别刚买的, 这里有灰尘擦一擦, 那里有什么蜘蛛抓一抓,
especially if it's a new home, that oh, there's some dust here, you wipe it, oh, there's spider webs here, I clean it up.
你住个几年, 灰尘看不见?
After a few years, you don't even notice the dust.
蜘蛛嘛, 到处都是,
spider webs, there's spiders everywhere.
一虫, good insects.
Oh, they're good insects.
记得世界不是我们的家,
but we need to see that the world is not our home.
那我们的态度是什么?
So what is our attitude?
我们不是把心摆在这个世界上,
so our focus should not be on the things of this world.
我们有更重要的事要做的,
there are more important things for us to do.
主要我们关心是他的我与他的意,
what our Lord is focused on is that we focus on His will and His righteousness.
神要我们所把所有的心思意念关心他的国,
the Lord wants us to spend all our mind, all our effort on His kingdom and His righteousness.
自从你那一天信主之后, 你就是神的国民了,
from the day you believed in the Lord, you are a citizen of His kingdom.
你是神家里的人,
you are a citizen of God's house.
哎, 你搬家了,
so you moved.
你应该为这个家, 你把心思都摆进去了,
for this new house, you ought to give your all.
我们要做他要我们做的事,
we need to do the things He wants us to do.
关乎他的义的事情,
we need to pay attention to His righteousness.
我们来成就他的事,
and we need to do His will.
我们有没有想过, 他是万王之王, 万主之主,
we consider He is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings.
你能够 替他打工啊,
you can work for Him.
那是何等的荣耀啊,
this is such a glorious thing.
我今天发现啊, 我那个时代不是这样, 什么第一次面试第二次面试那第三次面试, 哇怎么这么多啊,
I see the interviews today, they have the first round, second round, third round of interviews.
面试完还不知道人家请不请你,哇里面都很 都很担心,
and even after these interviews, you still don't know whether they are going to hire you. You're so nervous.
地上的老板比起我们天上的老板小太多了,
but our boss on earth is so much smaller than our boss in heaven.
我们天上的老板来邀请你来替他打工, 你打吗?
Our boss in heaven is asking us to work for him. Are you going to work?
你说大老板给多少钱?
And so we ask, boss, how much money are you going to give me for this?
大老板说,
our boss in heaven says, priceless.
大老板说什么?
He tells us that all he has, he gives to us.
我们有这种眼光啊?
Do we have this view?
我们整天纠结的就是地上老板怎么样对待我好?
All we're focused on is how our boss on earth will treat us better.
整天纠结地上的老板能不能够帮助我在地上怎么成功?
And how our boss on earth can help me be more successful.
弟兄姊妹, 我们真的来侍奉天上的老板, 他 take care 你地上的老板。
Brothers and sisters, when we really work for our boss in heaven, he will take care of your boss on earth.
我们在地上的时候, 上面的老板还有大老板什么?我告诉你,最大老板在天上。
So on earth we have our boss's boss and his director above him, but we must see that
最大的,
our greatest boss is in heaven.
最大的老板在管着你,最对的老板。
Our greatest boss is in control of all of our bosses.
我讲一下我自己的一点故事。
I want to share my own story.
我工作了,在一家公司32年。
I worked at one company for 32 years.
我之所以会被请进去,因为那时候他们换了一个 hiring 的老板。
I was able to get this job because at that time, they changed the new hiring manager.
就是那个 group, 就是那个刚来的一个老板, 所以把我请进去了。
So they were new, so they just hired me.
所以有眼无珠。
And they must not have good vision.
对啊, 如果以前那个老板, 我进不了这个 group 的。
That if it was the previous manager, I would not have been able to get a job in this group.
Oh,
they got a new manager and they hired me.
啊，对，过了两年。
Two years later.
那个老板回来了。
The old manager came back.
那我对我很好 ，develop 我的这个工作的那这个老板是不错的。
And so he was pretty good. He developed my skills.
那后来我才知道，那个时候可能两层上面的老板要把我 lay off。
And I didn't realize until after that the boss two levels higher wanted to lay me off.
基本是决定要把我 lay off.
Basically, the decision was made.
是我这个老板不容许把我 lay off.
But it was my direct boss that did not let him lay me off.
我又活着了。
And so I was still alive there.
用一个老板把我留住。
Through one boss, the Lord.
过了这个 lay off, 这个老板不当我老板。
And once the layoff was over, that person was no longer my manager.
又换一个老板。
And then I got a new manager.
这个老板帮助我加薪。
And this manager helped me give me a raise.
我从来没问过他加薪。
I never asked for a raise.
我只跟大老板说。
I just told my boss in heaven.
我的大老板是在天上。
My boss is in heaven.
他告诉他要替我加薪。
And he told him to give me a raise.
加完薪，我又换老板。
And once he gave me a raise, then I switched to a new boss.
那个老板给我升职。
And this manager promoted me.
升得差不多了，换老板。
And once he promoted me enough, then I switched to a new manager again.
那是最后一个老板，帮助我退休。
And that was the last manager helped me retire.
中间来过一个老板，只有一年的时间。
There was one manager who came for only 1 year's period.
是我所有遇到最 tough 的一个老板。
And this is the toughest manager I had ever experienced.
他基本上我在 cube 做事，他就站在后面。
And when I was working in my cubicle, he would be standing right behind me watching.
我以为只对我一个。
Thought it was just for me individually.
后来我问问同事，原来每一个人他都是这样的。
When I asked my coworkers, I found that they were all the same.
哇，好多声音啊。
And there was so much noise.
我那时候说。没有一个环境不是你量给我的。
And I told the Lord, not one circumstance.
你为什么给我遇到一个这样的老板呢
？Why did you allow me to meet a manager?
我是一个属你的人。
I'm one who belongs to you.
我今天的态度怎么面对这个老板呢
？So what is my attitude? How do I face this manager?
开始是蛮 struggle.
I started out with great struggle.
整天看他在不在。
I would constantly look around, see if he's there.
那后来我又说出，你其实你说好老板不好老板，你都应该听的。
And then I heard the Lord tell me, if it's a good boss, bad boss, you still need to listen.
我服下来。
And I submitted.
你说这个老板是最短的，一年就走。
And this manager was the shortest, 1 year, and they were gone.
一年后，他那一批的，反正我们的 VP 失去他的势力了，他一走，全部人都走。
And that because of some upper management that when my boss left, they all left.
你要知道，主用环境塑造我们。
You see, the Lord uses our environment to change us.
你服下来，环境会变。
That if we submit to it, our circumstance, our environment will change.
只有我们这些用脚踢刺的人永远不愿意服下来，所以这些环境一直没有变。
But we continue to kick against the goat, so we continue to not change.
弟兄姊妹，地上的所有的职业都是副业。
And so we see that all the blessings in this world are avocation. Are just our avocation.
是为着我们能够在地上能够生活。
It is just for us to keep ourselves alive in this world.
我们的正业是侍奉者。
But our main occupation, vocation, is to serve the Lord.
神借着摩西对法老说 "Let my people go to serve." 神要摩西对法老说，容我的百姓去来侍奉我。
The Lord told Moses to Pharaoh, "Let my people go that they may serve me."
不是来侍奉你法老。
They are not to serve you, Pharaoh.
不是让你怎么都替你做砖建城。不是的，他们的目的，我的选民是来侍奉我。
Their purpose is not just to make bricks and build buildings, but their purpose is to serve me.
但是我们许多人不肯。
But so many of us do not want to.
主说你们这些小信的人。
Lord tells us, oh, you of little faith.
为什么会小信啊？
Why are we of little faith?
因为我们不肯。
Because we are unwilling.
我们发现我们在地上打工了。的态度 跟我们信心如何有关的。
We see that our attitude to our jobs is related to our faith.
如果我们怕，我不好好打工，我就没工作，我就失业，我就活不下去了。
If we think that, if I do not work hard, then I will not be able to continue living this life.
所以我尽我所能的打工。
So I work with my all.
我拼上去的打工。
I do all I can and I work.
就是怕失去这些。
Because I'm afraid I will lose these.
但是主在这里说，你要先为他的事业摆上这些。
But the Lord tells us that we must first put ourselves to do God's business.
先为他的国摆上你自己。
Put ourselves to do for His kingdom.
他有事业要我们做。
He has work He wants us to do.
你愿意把你自己摆进他的事业吗？
Are you willing to put yourself in His business?
这个事业的 reward 太棒了。
And the reward from this is too great.
对，我们打工整天要 bonus， 对吧？
When we work, we often want our bonus.
Year end reward， 年底的怎么怎么不知道中文叫什么，这奖金。
That we want our year end bonus.
那主在这里怎么说？你先求我的果与我的义，你要的都给你。
But what does the Lord tell us here? Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
哎，不是这样讲的，对吧？他说不是只给你，还加给你。
Doesn't just say it will be given to you, but will be added unto you.
我常常觉得哈，这个 reward， 这个奖金太棒。
And I often think this reward is too great.
我主给我工作32年，我觉得这句话实在是真实的。
The Lord.Let me work for 32 years and I feel this word is so true.
He did not fail me. 他没有失信过。
Yeah, he never failed me.
不是我整天等着，哎，有没有加？
It's not that I keep waiting. Oh, is there anything added now?
我们的心思不是看他有没有加。
Our attitude is not to see what he is adding on.
加倍给我们是他的事。
What he adds to us is his business.
我们的责任求他的果。
Our responsibility is to seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个眼光需要改变。
Brothers and sisters, our view must change.
你我今天已经信主。
Today, you and I have believed in the Lord.
主耶稣怎么说？为着地上吃喝穿住，他说这是外邦人所求的。
That for the things of this world, what we eat, what we drink, what we clothe, where we live, these are what the worldly people pursue.
这是不信主的人所求的。
These are what the things those who do not believe in the Lord pursue.
你今天已经信。
Today you have already believed in the Lord.
你眼光需要有改变。
Your view and perspective must change.
你不要又爱两个主人。
You cannot continue to love two masters.
又要侍奉神，又要侍奉钱。
On one hand, you want to serve God. On the other hand, you want to serve money.
他说：“你要先求我的果与我的义，你要的，我会按着我看对你好的加给你。”
Lord tells us, "You must serve My kingdom, My righteousness, and what I see is good for you, I will add unto you."
弟兄姊妹，眼光需要改变。
Brothers and sisters, our view must change.
不管我们走了多少年，信了主多少年，我们要尽早眼光要改变。
No matter how long we've walked with the Lord, how many years we believe, our view still needs to change.
年轻人如果现在能够改变，你前面的路你不浪费。
Young people, if you change your view now, then the road ahead will not be wasted.
我们如果已经是中年人，我们能够忘记背后，我们还来得及，眼光要改变。
If we are older in our middle age, we can forget what is behind, reach forward to what is ahead, and we can still change.
因为这个眼光的改变。我的价值观改变。
And because our view changed, then our values changed.
因为我这个眼光的改变，我的人生观改变。
Because my views changed, then my plans, my ambitions in life changed.
我的生活也改变。
And my whole life will change.
因为我生活的目标改变。
Because my life's goal has changed.
我不再是尽心尽意尽力的拼命打工。
I no longer work with all my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength.
我不是尽心尽意尽力的去赚钱。
I don't try to gain money with all my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength.
我乃是尽心尽意尽力的做神的事业。
But I serve the Lord with all my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength.
我交通过，圣经有一段话也在路加福音。
神对我们说什么 ？Do my business until I come。我们今天要做他的事业，直到他回来。
And so the Lord tells us in the book of Luke, do my business until I return。
弟兄姊妹，我们要问我们自己一个问题啊。
Brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves a question.
你今天在拼命的是什么？
What is that thing that you are putting your all towards?
你今天在尽力的是什么？
What is that thing you are striving towards?
是为什么？
Is it for God?
是为世界？
Is it for the world?
还是为你自己？
Or is it for yourself?
我们要恢复信心的生活，眼光必须有改变。
If we want to restore the life of faith, our view must change.
不然的话，我们永远是一个小信的人。
Otherwise, we will always be one who has little faith.
我信不过我的主。
I cannot trust my Lord.
因为我在神以外，我有所要。
Because there are things I desire outside of my Lord.
第二个，要过信心的生活。我们读一下哥林多后书第五章第七节。
The second, to live a life of faith, let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7.
第五章第七节，因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
要过信心的生活，不能够凭眼见。
If we want to live a life of faith, it cannot.Be by sight.
你一用眼见，你信心就破产。
Once you bring in your sight, it will bankrupt your faith.
以利米勒跟拿阿米眼见就饥荒，他们就逃到摩押地去。
Elimelech and Naomi saw the famine with their eyes, and they fled to the land of Moab.
他们不相信神能够带他们经过这个饥荒。
They did not trust that God could bring them through this famine.
门徒在船上。看到风浪，他们全没信心。
When the disciples saw the storm on the boat, they all lost their faith.
他们说我们丧命，他们的信心破产。
They said that we are going to die, and they lost their faith.
因为仇敌做的不止风浪，还给他们的船都满了水，要沉下去了。
And not only was it the storm, but their boat was filled with water. They were going to sink.
我常常读圣经啊，我不知道这条船是有几层的。
When I read the Bible, I'm not sure how big the boat is.
船都满了水，主睡在哪里啊？
And if the boat is full of water, where is the Lord sleeping?
他不可能睡在水里面吧？
He couldn't be sleeping in the water.
因为圣经说主睡着了。
The Bible tells us the Lord was asleep.
还要门徒拼命摇他才把他摇醒。
Only when the disciples shook him did he wake.
但门徒看到这个环境，信心完全破产。
When the disciples saw their circumstance, their faith was completely bankrupt.
耶稣问说，你们的信心在哪里？
And our Lord asked them, where is your faith?
似乎主问这个问题，他有个 expectation， 他有个期望。
When the, Lord when the Lord asked this question, he asked his expectation that why don't you have any faith?
So 这里讲了一件事情啊，主说有两件事你们应该能够相信，没事的。
And so the Lord telling them here is there are two things that they should have trusted.
第一个，我跟你们在船上。
The first is that the Lord was on the boat with them.
难道有事我就自己逃了，你们全死了？
If there was something to happen, what happened? Would the Lord himself just flee and allow the disciples to perish?
这不是主对门徒的一个方法。
This is not the way our Lord treats his disciples.
第二个，是主耶稣叫他们到对岸去。
Second, the Lord told them to go to the other side.
主既然说要到对岸，你就必定平安的到对岸去。
The Lord tells you to go to the other side, you will peacefully make it to the other side.
不管风浪有多大，船有多少水，你还是到对岸去。
No matter how great the storm, no matter how much water is in the boat, you will make it.
主要求的信心不是无理，没理由的就叫你有要有信心的。
The Lord does notis not unreasonable when he asks you to have faith.
以后在船上有风浪，有主在我船上，我不怕风浪。No, 主有没有告诉你这个不怕风浪？
That, and if there's, you cannot say that the next time there's a storm, oh, the Lord is in my boat, then I will not be afraid of the storm. Did the Lord promise you?
抓住有主在，
也有主的话。
We need to see two things, that we have the presence of the Lord and we have the word of the Lord.
有了这个，我知道我平安度过。
And if we have these, we can see that we will peacefully make it through.
我讲过，过去有三个韩国姊妹，这个去隔壁村传福音，这个是走着过去回来水仗嘛。
And I shared the story of the three Korean sisters that went, they went to the village to preach the gospel.
And the water.
And the water rose.
他们就想到说，诶，神给彼得走在水上，我们也可以走。他们走过去是淹死了。
And they said, oh, God, let Peter walk on the water. We can walk on the water too. So they did, and they drowned.
不是我们自己想故事，主有没有用这句话给你？
It's not just thinking back to the story, but it did the Lord give the word to you.
当主给你一句真的是从主来的，你就可以去做。
If the Lord really gave you the word, then you can walk.
对，我们记得尼弟兄他们去一个岛里面，一个年轻人说，因为他们都拜假神，他说这是这个王出来，一定下雨。
And so we remember the story of our brother Watchman Nee when he went to the village that they worship idols, and they said every time we bring out this idol, it will rain.
他说如果那天不下雨，这个整条村的人不会信主。
And he said, if that day it did not rain, then the village would not believe in the Lord.
所以他寻求主，主给一句话，以利亚的神在哪里？
And so when he prayed to the Lord gave him a word, where is the God of Elijah?
有了这句话，有信心的告诉他们出去传了，不是传福音，是传那天一定下雨。
And so, with this word, he spoke to them, not the gospel, but he told them that that day will for sure rain.
结果那天就下雨。
And that day did rain.
主还考验呢，那天一起床太阳普照啊。
And the Lord did
阳光很好啊。
Test them that when they woke, the day was sunshine.
在他们祷告的时候，雨就下来。
But when they prayed, the rain came down.
所以我们弟兄，朱弟兄来的时候跟我们讲，要看重主的话。
And so when our brother Freedom Chu came and shared with us, he said, we must pay attention to the word of the Lord.
我们知道神的话有两种。
You know, the word of the Lord, there are two types.
一个叫 Logos, 就是你这样读的。
One is Logos, which is what you read.
所以我们很专心读的呢，我们最喜欢解经了，我们就在读。
So we read carefully, we want to explain the Bible and Bible study.
圣经的话有第二个叫 Rhema, 那是神直接对你说的。
And there is the second type of word, which is Rhema, which is spoken directly to you.
这才是宝贵。
And this is the precious word.
这才是重要。
And this is the important word.
我们需要常常有 Rhema, 主的话对我们说。
And we need to have these words, these Rhema, the word spoken to us.
因做这些话，我能够跟从主到底的。
And because of these words, we are able to follow the Lord all the way to the end.
所以在这里，主耶稣有个期望，你们应该有信心。
And so here the Lord has expectation that you ought to have faith.
因为有我与你们同在，也有我的话，有我的命令，你应该知道你是安全的。
Because I am with you and you have my word, my promise, you should know you will be safe.
希伯来书第十一章第一节这样说。
Hebrews 11:1 says this.
信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
什么叫做未见之事？就没看见嘛。
What does it mean, the evidence of things not seen? It means that you haven't seen it yet.
但是因为我已经先拿到确据，我就知道我一定会看见。我一定会过得了。
But because I have the assurance that I know I will be able to make it through.
我不是看见了之后我才相信的。
It's not that after I see it, I believe.
是我已经拿到确据。
It's that I have already gotten the assurance.
这个是我没见到，但我拿到确据。
That I did not get, I have not seen it yet, but I have the assurance.
所以我知道一定成功。
So I know that it will be successful.
这是什么所望之事啊？
And so what is the things hoped for?
我有所盼望的。
There are things I have hoped
for. 我有所我希望得到的。
There are things that I hope to obtain.
实底是什么？
What is the substance?
这个实底就是主已经有话。
It is the Lord already has words.
是我知道我所盼望的会有的。
So I know that what I have hoped for, I will get.
这叫做信心。
This is faith.
信心绝对不是眼见。
Faith is not by sight.
看见了不叫信心。
If we see it, it's no longer faith.
信乃是抓住主的应许。
Faith is to hold on to the word of the Lord.
你知道圣经里面太多主的应许。
We see in the Bible there are so many of the Lord's promises.
圣经里面太多主说我已经做成的。
There's so many things the Lord says He has already accomplished.
今天我们所要抓住主这些的应许。
And so today we need to hold on to the promises of the Lord.
今天我们所要的乃是主已经抓成的事实。是做成的事实。
We need to hold on to the facts the Lord has already accomplished.
我们能够抓住这些，我们就信得过主。
If we can hold on to these things, then we will be able to trust our.
就不会被主说你们的信心在哪里。
Then the Lord will not ask us, where is your faith?
所以第二个点，我们不能够凭眼见。
So the second point, we cannot have be.Our faith cannot be by sight.
我们要知道信心是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
We need to see faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
我们能够抓住主的话，能够往前。
And we can hold on to the word of the Lord and move forward.
我想我今天只能够提这两件事。
I can only share these two points today.
弟兄姊妹，今天能够得主的喜悦，就是信得过他。
Today, if we want to be pleasing to the Lord, we need to be able to trust Him.
希伯来书十一章第六节，我一开始就讲了，人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。
Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him."
今天我们在地上是讨主的喜悦。
Today we are in this world. Our goal is to please the Lord.
我们在地上的行走也是凭信走。
And we walk by faith.
So, 我们今天一定要恢复信心的生活。
So, we must restore the life of faith.
不管我们今天面对我们的工作，或者我们今天的地上的享受，记得这是仇敌的计谋。
And so, whether we are pursuing things of the world or living a life of comfort, we need to remember that these are the tactics of the enemy.
我们求主开我们的眼。给我们知道仇敌要把我们掳去。
We need the Lord to open our eyes and see that Satan is trying to take us captive.
如果我们真的掉进去，也求主给我们有个眼光看见我是被掳。
And if we fall into it, may the Lord give us a view to see that.
地上的工作是副业，不是叫你做一个懒惰的人。
The Lord tells us that the things of our job on this world is an avocation or secondary activity. This does not tell us to be lazy.
你还是要忠心的工作。
We still need to work diligently.
这是态度上变。
But it's our attitude has changed.
最高的老板在天上。
Because my biggest boss is in heaven.
我最高的老板有一个正业要我做。
My biggest boss has a job for me to do.
眼光有个改变。
Our view has a change.
我们工作还是做，但眼光改变。
That though we do our job, our view has changed.
好，我们低头一起有点祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你真的是何等的爱我们。
You know how much you love us.
主，你为我们所预备的、所安排的，是我们常常不理解。
All you have prepared and arranged for us, we often do not understand.
求主给我们知道，主，你是为我们预备一切的神。
But help us see that you are the God who has prepared all for us.
主啊，救我们不看环境
deliver us so that we do not look at our circumstances
我们的里面的眼睛能够看到你
but that our inner eye can see you
你说过的话都算数
because all the words you said are trustworthy
在我们还在地上还有的日子给我们能够因信而活
so the days we have left in this earth may we live by faith
我们能够凭信而行
may we live and work by faith
主要怜悯我们
Have mercy on us. Save us. Deliver us.
给我们能够走上这条信心的路
That we can walk on the way of faith.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.